All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and as I mentioned before the break, we're in studio today with Betsy Richardson from the Popoja Quilters. They've got a big event coming up on the 24th and 25th at the Lander Senior Center. Got a silent auction, vendors, a raffle, a bunch of stuff that's going to be happening. But before we dive into the event, Betsy, how are you doing today? And if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and the Quilters group.
I'm a member of Popoja Quilters. I'm a very happy member of our group. We probably have 50 members, not just in Lander. We have members in Riverton, in Rollins, in Saratoga.
So all over Fremont County and outside, too.
Anybody that wants to join us, we're happy to have members.
Cool.
And you have to be a member to show in our show. We're a real expensive group. It costs $10 a year to show.
Whoa, I'm breaking the bank here. No, that's great, though. So, I mean, yeah, a little bit of a fee there, but then you get to be a member of the group.
We have monthly meetings the third Monday at Trinity Episcopal Church in Lander from... It's 7 o'clock until usually 8:30. We are not a guild in the sense that we have bylaws and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Our president is called the bag lady because she keeps her papers in the bag. We do have a secretary and treasurer, but we don't have bylaws. Our meetings are informal. What is coming up, shows that are coming up, retreats that are happening, camps, statewide. And then we have show and tell.
Oh, cool.
Which is our inspirational part of the meeting, seeing what we've each done.
Seeing that progress.
It's fun. Or if we're stuck on a project, then our members help us with different options where we might want to go with that
quote. Oh, cool. Getting that feedback.
Fun. It is. It's lots of fun.
So now you guys have a big event coming up on the 24th and 25th of September. At the Senior Center here in Lander, correct?
We do. It's our annual quilt show this year. It's our 16th annual show.
The 16th. Wow, 16th. Okay.
It is at the Senior Center on Saturday and Sunday. We changed it last year. We had originally done it Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking us a little longer. We're slower to get set up on Friday. So we set up now on Friday and then start the show Saturday morning.
There you go.
At 9 o'clock until 5, and then
so
Sunday,
Saturday is 9 to 5 at the Senior Center,
and Sunday is 10 until 3.
And Sunday 10 until 3. Well, what can people expect at the show?
We have quilts on display. Some are for sale. Some are not. We have two vendors this year. We have Heritage Quilts, who has the store in Riverton and also in Pinedale. And then Stormy is coming up from Rollins. She has Prairie Storm Quilt Show store, which was a new store last year.
Cool.
One other thing that we do have is Tyler Tiemersma is coming from Casper. He does clean machines. So if you want to have your machine cleaned, please call Kimberly Putnam, who's one of our members. She is in Riverton, and her number is 840-0057. She has a schedule so that you can sign up with Tyler. He will probably do some walk-ins too, but he will do cleaning and servicing of machines.
That's amazing, because I'm sure there's not a huge a lot of people that offer those services. To be able to have that come to you, it'll be very neat.
And he has come in the past. He does also sell machines, but I don't know that he's bringing any this year.
And then I saw there's going to be a raffle of some items too, correct?
Our raffle quilt this year is really unique. We had, at the Methodist Thrift Shop, 15 hand-embroidered blocks come in to the thrift store. And we purchased them from the thrift store, and several of our members put them together. It's really unique cross-stitch quilt. It's beautiful. It is 78 by 104 inches, and there were several blocks left over, so there are 3 matching pillows to go with it.
Oh, cool.
And this year, and as always, our tickets are $1 a piece or 6 for $5. And each year when we have a raffle quilt, we have a beneficiary. This year it is the Prayers and Squares Ministry, which is headquartered at the Catholic Church. But it's an ecumenical group. The women get together on the third Saturday. Anybody can give them quilt tops. There's a certain size that they like. But then they finish them and tie them. A lot of them go to the oncology center. Others go to veterans. Others go to just people who need them. So that's the Prayers and Squares Ministry here in town. It is local.
What a great cause. I mean, just going, like you said, no matter who it is, just people in need.
It is. And it's quilters helping quilters, so that makes it even more fun.
Definitely. And then in addition to the rafflers, vendors, what else do you got going on at the event?
There is a silent auction of quilty items, finished items, projects, some notions, rulers, things like that. And that ends Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Okay, great. And you mentioned getting members and everything. How could people reach out if they want to learn more about the group?
They can call me, and my number is 332-2749. Laura Brewer is our president. Hers is 332-2473. You can contact any member. If you know somebody, you can just ask if they're a member, and we can get you in touch. Like I said, dues are $10. We have, after each meeting, our secretary sends out minutes so that we know what's happened. During the month, there can also be notices of upcoming shows, retreats, things like that.
And with the big quilt show on the 24th and 25th at the Landers Senior Center, do folks need to pre-register or buy tickets to get in? Should they contact and get a hold of anybody before they, or can they just show up?
It's just at the door. It is a $2 admission.
Perfect. Okay. So just at the door, no other. Yeah.
No.
So it's a plan on showing up with a couple crisp $1 bills on Saturday and Sunday.
The raffle tickets for the quilt are available from any member up until the time of the show, and then at the show we will be selling them there.
Awesome.
And the drawing will be Sunday afternoon.
Well,
if you're local, you get to go home with a new quilt.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, what day for this? This will probably air next week. But for folks who don't know, right now it is pouring down rain here in Lander. It is very cool out, so it's quilt season.
It's quilt season. Several years ago, it was a rainy, snowy Saturday.
I bet.
So it was a perfect day for a quilt show.
People may not have been on their radar, but then they're like, well, maybe we should go check it out so we could get some of that warmth. Now, just before we let you get out of here, Betsy, was there anything else you wanted to get out to our listeners that you think they might want to know?
I don't think so. We love having people come visit us. We have people come from all over the state. So it's just a fun time to browse. If anybody is handicapped, because we are at the senior center, there are some wheelchairs available there.
Great.
So you're not trying to keep ahead of people. It's a very leisurely show. You're welcome to show. We do have voting for three favorite quilts: the small category, the medium, and the large. Some people love to vote. Others are. It's very hard to choose your favorite.
Oh, I bet.
So, but there is that option.
Okay. Well, Betsy, thank you again so much for coming by and filling us in on the Popoja Quilters Quilt Show coming up on the 24th and 25th of September at the Lander Senior Center. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We're going to
come by.
I will. I'll try to be there. We're going to go and finish things up here today, and we'll be back with more Coffee Time after a quick word from our sponsor.